I was born
bold. Deliverr, simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au. Worth's app makes mobile ordering easy. Download it now or visit worth.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Benny Gale to join us at 20 past 8, the Richmond CEO. Can't wait to have a chat with him, but it is all about, if you're not Richmond anyway, it's all about the trade period. It kicks off next week. Trade radio's off today, though. It's up and running and it is firing today. The free agency starts on Friday. So much kicking around. Sam Edmund is our man. He's all over it and has been for a number. It's been rolling for about a month already. Officially gets underway Monday. Trade radio off today. Sammy, welcome.
G'day, Gaz. G'day, Tim. And topical, you got Brendan Gale on. I thought our boss, Hutchie, put it best over the weekend. Well done, Richmond, on the dynasty. But the chase to end it all starts now. And where are we? 4 days out before the opening of free agency, as you say, and 8 days before the start of the trade period. And there's some... not an eruption at the moment, but there's some lava building inside some volcanoes out there.
Well, you're here for Ty Power. Big footy final sale is now on. What's the biggest one that's just bubbling before we officially start?
I reckon the best way to bracket this at the moment is in terms of the big stories, and you can cast your net anywhere at the moment, but it concerns the four restricted free agents and the three of those that are the subject of standoffs between the clubs they're leaving and the clubs who have wooed them with the AFL's secret herbs and spices compo formula swirling all around it. So that's obviously Jeremy Cameron, Joe Danaher and Brad Crouch. And then there's the Adam Treloar situation, which, like we told you 12 months ago, guys, he's far from being on stable ground, and that is evolving as we speak. And then there's all those other trades in the background, the Josh Dunkleys, Higgins, Sean and Jack, potentially, Isaac Smith, Tom McDonald, Alir, Ben Brown, you know, Tom Phillips, the list goes on and on. And those fringe Tigers, if you like, that do they tip out as well? I think you spoke about just before the news there. Markov, Higgins, I mentioned. You know, Nathan Broad, Jake Arts is unsigned as well.
This is unconfirmed, but have you heard anything about Clayton Oliver? We had a couple of texts about him this morning saying that maybe we're going to hear something explosive come from that camp maybe later today. Have you heard anything in the conversations you've had?
Ask Gary about this one. Don't get him started. This is the rumour, Tim, that this is the rumour of trade period, to be honest with you, this year. It's Clayton Oliver. I won't say completely sure. I'm 99.99999% sure nothing right will happen. There have been murmurings, of course, and I think a lot of it false, but the restlessness from the player was real. I think we can say that was absolutely real for a period of time. But as Melbourne will tell you, and as maybe some of Clayton Oliver's potential suitors would tell you, and there will be many, and he has been linked to Carlton, there is a massive difference between a player being disgruntled and then a 23-year-old dual All-Australian putting in a trade request and how that would actually look. I mean, they are poles apart.
Well, that's a Zach Merritt-type situation where you hear these rumblings around Zach Merritt. Now, he's put that to bed. He's categorically stated that he'll be at Essendon next year. Are we waiting now for Clayton Oliver to make a similar type statement?
I don't think so. I don't think it's of that nature. I don't think Melbourne feel the need that they have to do anything either. And he's not high maintenance. That's a pretty harsh term. But Clayton Oliver is the sort of kid who, I think we've spoken about this before, guys, you know, needs to be reassured of his status in the team. I'm not sure how the best and fairest set of results went down with him. He's a competitor, isn't he? And he wants to be the best player he can possibly be. And, of course, they will say, Melbourne, that, of course, he was unhappy with the season we had. If you don't make finals, you're always unhappy. And that's the spin that clubs put on things. But I think, to be fair to them, it is a massive stretch that Clayton Oliver would leave Melbourne this year. Anyway, they want to have a good year next year, I reckon.
He's not going anywhere, Sam. I'm telling you, there would be hell to pay if Clayton Oliver's not in the Melbourne jumper next year. What about Josh Dunkley? That gathered some momentum. The Bombers confident that they'll be able to get him, yet he's got 2 years to run.
They are, and I've got to put some jam in this donut, boys, to be honest. There are reports that Eddie's actually, not only has he not, said to the Western Bulldogs, I'm absolutely staying, but there are reports out there that I haven't verified that he's absolutely keen to get across to Essendon. So we'll watch this space. This might be one we can flesh out throughout the day, but a very important player for the Western Bulldogs. It is said, though, guys, that Essendon, they're not sitting back on their hands at all. They have been super aggressive in the trade front in terms of identifying targets, going after targets and putting proposals to them. And I think Josh Dunkley is just the tip of the iceberg here.
Sure. Where else are they going, do you think, then?
No, I don't know. I don't have any names, but speaking to a lot of other clubs, they are saying that Essendon are just knocking on every door possible, regardless of contracted, otherwise, seem to be gettable, not gettable. You know, Josh Dunkley, who would have thought a few weeks ago that he could be seen as being gettable out of the Western Bulldogs? You know, a team seemingly on the rise, a couple of years to go on a contract, a young player valued there, wanted there, and yet this smoke has come out, and it hasn't exactly been snuffed out, guys.
I can't, again, know nothing about what's going on at the Western Bulldogs or at Essendon, but Josh Dunkley with 2 years to go, I can't see how the Western Bulldogs will even entertain that. What have we heard from Collingwood in relation to Adam Treloar? Now, this has been kicking around for 2 weeks. Has there been a statement from Collingwood to say, hey, Adam's contracted till 2024, we love him and he's not going anywhere? Have we heard yet?
No, and that's not forthcoming at the moment because they don't, Gary. They won't say that because they don't want him there.
Right.
That's getting really messy. Now, the contract is until 2025. It's back-ended as well and huge in the back end. My understanding, it's between $800,000 and $900,000 a season at the back end. Of course, signed pre-COVID, and the Pies only did that, though, last year, in the middle of last year. So my reading of it at the moment is that Collingwood want Treloar to make the first move. They desperately want this contract off the books. And maybe the best way to put it is the Pies want the murder committed, but they don't want to pull the trigger. So I think the club like a narrative whereby perhaps Adam Treloar instigates talks with rival clubs so that it becomes the story that, you know, Treloar wants out. But as it stands at the moment, I don't believe that's the case. And there might be a tipping point where Treloar decides, stuff it, I'll play for a club where I'm wanted. But that's certainly not at the moment. And he's as resolute now as what he was when he spoke with, you know, Jared Waitley and Robbo and AFL 360. He's thinking of day one of preseason down there at Collingwood. But I think that scenario petrifies Collingwood's list management team. And it is the situation that is the source of widespread curiosity and even bewilderment amongst other list managers across the competition.
He was very careful in what he actually said when he went on 360 that night. If you go back and listen to the words that he used about the contract that he still had, he was very careful about those words that he chose. You need to have somebody that actually wants you on the other side of the equation. Are Gold Coast or GWS or Brisbane interested in Treloar?
Well, Gold Coast definitely are. They've dangled the carrot again, like they did 12 months ago. This time it's real, though. They were never going to give up pick 1 and 2 last year, Tim, but they will give up pick 5 this year. The other added layer of curiosity to it, of course, is that the contract is so big. There's basically no club, certainly not Gold Coast, that can absorb it in its entirety.
How big are we talking?
Well, as I said, in the back end of this, it's still got another 5 years to run on this contract. We're talking between $800,000 and $900,000 at the tail end. So he's done the right thing by back ending the deal, signed pre-COVID, but he's huge in the back end. So Gold Coast couldn't afford that. So what would have to happen is the Pies, in pretty much every scenario you can imagine, would have to contribute to some of his salary. So it almost beggars belief that they'd have to roll the sleeves up, force it through. But that's how desperate they are. I mean, Mason Cox has hit a trigger. That's really hurt them. Tom Phillips is on pretty big money. He's getting a lot of love. He's on the trade table as well. We know Brody Grundy signed that for $1 million a season for 7. Darcy Moore at $8,850 for 2. And then you go back through the rest of that senior core. They're all on pretty good contracts.
So how's this work for a club then? I'm going on what you're telling me and the industry. So Adam Treloar digs his heels in and says, I'm not going anywhere. Ends up playing for a club that he knows doesn't want him. How's that going to work out going forward?
Well, that's almost what he did last year. Right. I mean, he knows in his heart of hearts that Collingwood, in an ideal world, would have done the deal last year.
So it's just modern footy, Sammy? You just got to suck it up? Is that it?
I don't know, Gary. No, I don't think so. Right. I think this is unique.
I don't think it's a great environment to be working in. Hey, Gag, what about Richmond? We just talked about them and how, you know, they'd be pronounced favourites for the flag next year. No one I would imagine, though, will lose who they don't want to lose. But there is talk of Caddy and Jack Higgins maybe on the way out. What do you know there?
Yeah, well, I think the Jack Higgins, I can't speak to Caddy, but the Jack Higgins one, my understanding is that's been instigated by the club, that they've told the player that there is a chance, despite the fact you contracted Jack, that he could be traded. So there's that one. I can't see them being big players in the trade period in the sense of bringing in a superstar. They did have a lukewarm interest in Brad Crouch, but that ship has now sailed, of course. And then they'll get, you know, clubs coming for some of their players to try to pick them off, if you like. And Oleg Markov's one of them at the Gold Coast. I think ideally Nathan Broad would have liked a big payday somewhere else. He hasn't been able to get that. He was linked to the Suns, but they've gone cold on him. Instead, they're interested in Oleg Markov as well. So I think there'll be they'll be targeted by rival clubs. I can't see them being big players the other way, though, obviously.
Busy time for you, Sammy. We look forward to the touching base throughout the course of the week.
Can't wait, boys.
Official trade starts November 4. Free agency opens on Friday. Trade Radio, though, is up and going right now. Another decent team in that sporting precinct, Gary, you spoke about, the Melbourne Vixens. Well, yes, indeed, the Melbourne Vixens. So let's have the Vixens, the Storm, and the Tigers as the only three teams. Three marquees at the Melbourne Cup Carnival. Whisper, how about that? A reward for success.
That would be magnificent. You know the other thing we haven't talked about in this final series once?
What?
Not once.
Umpires.
No, we have talked about umpires. We haven't talked about this topic once.
Slow play.
We haven't talked about the standard or the state of the game once during the final series. Why is that?
Because the good teams are playing.
Exactly. They played a different brand of football.
And the Tigers are on a different level. And their CEO, Brendan Gale, is going to join us next. Don't forget, the call of the week could win a brand new, I'm saying brand new, Toyota Kluger GX two-wheel drive, new car. Time search Toyota value. Benny Gale next.